Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave.
I've talked to you so many times over the years, Steve. I don't think I've ever talked to you when you've been top five in the viral charts in Spotify. I don't think we've ever kind of had a conversation around that before.
No. It's basically the Shazam chart, which is kind of, which is basically the one that kind of has an overview of what's trending.
Yeah.
The Shazam charts. And Shazam is essentially Apple Music, isn't it? I think it's owned by Apple Music.
Yeah, and it's covers. Uncovering a song. So here you go, what's that song? I don't know the name of that song. And you Shazam
it. Yeah, it's a good kind of a gauge, I suppose, the Shazam chart, to see what tracks are trending. So Brewing Up a Storm was trending in the UK. It was number five in their viral charts.
All because
there's a good chunk of it over a whole intro sequence on episode five of House of Guinness.
Yeah, let's talk about this, because look, I've interviewed the people from House of Guinness. I've watched every second of the show. And one of the compliments I paid to Stephen Knight, who created it and directed it, was that he used the contemporary Irish music to perfectly illustrate whatever point he was making. Nothing felt forced. Nothing felt, you know, oh, I'll just do this because, you know, they're hot or they're not hot, or they're around. Everything he seemed to do, every choice he made, was on the nose musically for the scene, but it was, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, but yet with contemporary music. And it was geniusly done. And Brewing Up a Storm sat there perfectly in that episode, like you said. And it wasn't just, you know, 4 seconds of it, was it?
They used a good chunk of it. Like, it was like over 2 minutes, I'd say, at least. And it was great. I was really chuffed when I saw it. It's like, this is great, you know, because sometimes I remember we had a track in The Snapper.
Yes.
And but it was kind of on the TV in the background, you know, and you're like, I'll turn it up. Well, you know, every now and then a track will appear in something, but it's somebody listening and it comes on the radio in a scene. They're in the car.
Okay.
And they turn the radio off, you know.
So that's less likely to get viral top five, Shazam chart. So,
and what's kind of cool about that scene is it's a whole intro sequence and there isn't really much in the way of dialogue. So the track is driving it.
Yes.
And there's a lot of movement in that scene as well. So it works really well. So, I mean, that song was released 36 years ago.
Ah, Steve. There's a lot of people like myself now groaning, going, that's impossible.
Sure. 36 years
ago. It
can't
ago, be. It can't be. I was only a teenager, so how could it possibly be 36 years ago? Because I was only a teenager 2 years ago.
We put that out as a single in 1989, and it was our first flop.
Your first flop?
It was our first flop. We were so freaked out because we had released three singles prior to that, and they all charted.
Yep.
Like, our first single was a country song called Got to Get Away.
Yep.
We were mad into Steve Earle at the time. So all the songs reflected what we were listening
to. Yeah.
We were listening to an album called Guitar Town by Steve Earle nonstop. So Got to Get Away is real up-tempo country. And that went to number 17 in the charts and gave us a great boost. And then Half Past Two and Romeo's on Fire, they all charted. Then Brewing Up a Storm came out. And radio didn't like it. One of the comments we got back was, it was too guitar-y.
Let me just tell you, there are a lot of current young Irish bands who will have heard that from a number of music programmers across radio stations in 2023 and 2024. It's too guitar-y. Guess what?
Guitar-y.
The guitar is an eternal instrument that'll be here forever.
So it got no airplay. And as a result, it was a flop. And it was our first single not to chart. And Solid Records at the time, who we used to license our music to, organized a single signing, an appearance on Golden Discs on Grafton Street.
I know it well.
And it was our Spinal Tap moment. The whole band, we were in Dublin for the launch of the single. Then we all went down. It was a rainy day, I remember. And we all went down to Golden Discs on Grafton Street and nobody showed up. So we pretended to be customers in there, like, you know, rooting through the records. Would have been lots of vinyl in the shop then.
Yeah.
So we're leaping through the vinyl and all of that. So it is quite bizarre that 36 years later, after our Spinal Tap moment in Golden Discs, we're finally trending with that song.
Rightly so. But listen, you are now in a situation where you are gigging because you're the Stunning and you're gigging and you would have these gigs on. But am I right in thinking that things are like, there's one gig, but then there's a second, then there's a third. Like, all of a sudden you're gone from, you know, we'll sell Cypress Avenue in Cork December 19th. Well, you got to do December 20th as well. Like, is this happening all over the place now?
Yeah, it is. And we've just, I mean, we've got a second Olympia show on the 14th of November. That's sold out. And we've just added a third
You're kidding.
with only we're I think we've only like 5 weeks notice or something like that. There's been a third show added on December 3rd, Wednesday, December 3rd, a third Olympia. I mean, this is unheard of for us.
Yeah, because
So,
when you wouldn't have been expecting that
crazy.
at the start of the year when you're looking at booking gigs for the year. If I told you you were going to do three Olympias towards the end of the year, you probably wouldn't have believed me.
Well, when they offered us the second one, we thought it was too risky. But then the first two sold out with no advertising.
That's
So
so great.
we just said, you know what? Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
Well, look, before we play Brewing Up a Storm, which we absolutely must do, let's quickly talk acting because I spied your name on a new Game of Thrones series. Have you got anything to
That's
say for yourself,
crazy.
Mr. Wall?
I have it's a small role now, but it's called The Knight of the Seven Kingdoms,
Yeah.
and it's a prequel to the Game of Thrones. So it was shot last summer up in the north,
Okay.
and I don't know when or where I'll appear in it. It's
Sure.
really a small role, but I enjoyed the shoot. Actually, I took advantage of a lot of horse riding lessons,
Oh,
so
fantastic.
I became, reasonably proficient, and
It's a very hard thing to do.
I had to do a bit of jousting in a suit of armor with a helmet and
Oh,
all that kind of thing.
that's
And
brilliant.
so, mind you, the stunt rider did all the really difficult
The
bits,
difficult
but
stuff. Yeah,
I got to wear the gear and on the horse, and you know what I mean? Pretend.
Well, totally.
That's
Plus,
all
we
pretending.
can't have anything happen to this beautiful face of yours. I mean, like that's the moneymaker right there, you
Well,
know?
I couldn't get any craggier.
No.
Usually, when audition requests come in, and it says that I'm reading the character description,
Yeah.
Craggy is usually in there somewhere,
Craggy but
he's like
handsome.
ex-military or something like that,
Has lived a
ex-con,
life.
ex-prisoner,
Yeah. Well, listen, Steve, it's great to catch up. I am so excited that a show like House of Guinness has given rise to the world hearing so much Irish music and whatever about the ultra contemporary stuff, you know, in there, Fontaines and Kneecap and those boys who are burgeoning on their careers to have you guys in there. Absolutely smashing it, sounding amazing. It's just so great. We're all so delighted for you.
Thanks, Dave. M
Pleasure
much
as always.
appreciated.
Dave Moore on Today FM.